The Methodist Church in Britain publishes a report today that tries to assess the extent of physical and sexual abuse related to the church in most of the post-war era from 1950, and which has identified more than 1,800 cases of abuse or neglect involving ministers' employees, members, volunteers, and so on. The secretary of the Methodist Conference says that it offers an unreserved apology to everyone affected and acknowledges that in the past some of those who suffered weren't listened to properly. Well, Jane Stacey led the review. She's the former deputy chief executive of Barnardo's. So let me begin with this. It does seem to be extraordinarily broad in terms of time. It must have been quite an undertaking to go back that far.
It was an undertaking. And firstly, I'd want to acknowledge the courage of victims, survivors, who record often very difficult experiences to contribute to the review, either directly or indirectly. And third, commend the Methodist Church for taking on this wide-ranging and comprehensive review, because I think the breadth of the review and the depth of the review has meant that there's considerable learning that's important for the church going forward.
And it seems, I mean, obviously I haven't read the whole thing yet, it's coming out today, but this seems to be just about the most comprehensive report of this kind that we've had from an organisation, in this case a church, and perhaps a model that others could follow. I mean, we'll come to the detail of it in a moment.
I think that's right. I think there is a lot of learning. I mean, there are a number of recommendations which involve considerable cultural change, but also a lot of detailed recommendations that relate to specific areas of practice.
Well, what did you find?
Well, one of the things that surprised me in a way was that there were two overarching themes that came through, and they were about the weakness of the church's accountability structures and the weakness of the support structures. And that's so important because ministers of religion are in an almost unique position of trust and privileged access to people's homes at very vulnerable times of their lives. And in that situation, one needs even more robust accountability structures than in less...
You make the point about how difficult it is, because there is a very personal relationship by its nature, which means that it's private. So if you have structures, you see there's a tension there, isn't there?
There is definitely a tension. But one of the things you would expect to happen in any other organisation where people are having that direct contact with very vulnerable people, children and adults, is that people would have a regular opportunity through supervision to reflect on what's happening, and that is something that the church needs to consider very seriously.
How widespread was the practice of people using the cloak of religion, of the organisation of the church, of the protection that it gave them in many ways, in order to satisfy, longings and desires, which really should have led to them being removed from those positions?
Well, the review did look at a wide range of situations. So there was serious abuse at one end, and then there was also areas where ministers had abused their authority, their position, but with adults who were going through a particularly vulnerable period in their lives. So there was a wide spectrum. And so you have to take that into account when you see the detailed findings from the review.
But anybody looking at it, picking it up and saying nearly 2,000 cases, albeit over a very long time, it is horrifying how much of this stuff, in this post-war period that we're talking about, was going on in our community, in all kinds of organisations, at a level and with a regularity that most people, I think, probably didn't suspect.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think some of the individual case reviewers who looked at the material that was submitted to the review found themselves questioning and really being quite upset at times at the volume coming through. So I think society at large needs to understand that there is a lot more abuse, but also areas of concern, than people ever thought. And the church is no exception.
We'll be talking to the Methodist Church later in this hour, but from what you say there, you think that other organisations, not just religious organisations, but other kinds of organisations, have a lot to learn from what you've discovered in this particular case, going back that far.
I think that's right. I think that, in a way, the church, there's a lot that's emerged because they haven't had formal records, and other organisations that work with children, vulnerable adults, would have expected to have had a lot more recorded, and they would have expected to have things that had gone through various more formal structures, and the church hasn't had that. And as you say, there is a tension, but that's something the church has got to look at very seriously now.
Well, we'll talk to the Assistant Secretary of the Methodist Conference just before the news. Jane Stacey, thank you very much indeed.